Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello, everyone. Well, I am sitting in the little room where people wait for their car and their oil to be changed. I have put on so many miles going back and forth to Tennessee that I cannot believe I'm here again. It seemed like I was just here. But I'm grateful that my car gave me the quick little bing, 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 you got to go get your oil changed, so that I'm not on the side of the road with my car smoking. Okay, another thing. I did not post my podcast until much later in the day yesterday. So I know that there are a lot of you who may have missed it. I know there's a lot of early morning people that listen. Go back and listen. It's about charisms, and we review the charisms and why we need to know those beautiful gifts that we receive from God. They're not natural talents that were handed down from mommy and daddy. They are gifts from God. And I go through mine. And it's really important that we lean in to our charisms, because then we will never be burned out. We will have zeal and joy and peace and love just oozing out of us. This is why my life gets sucked out of me when I have to deal with technical issues, when I have to deal with administrative things, when I have to deal with details. It kills me. It sucks the life out of me. Those are not my charisms. You may have them, and that's incredible. Praise God. But I struggle a lot. But the Holy Spirit has been in action over the last day, and I can't even tell you. So you all know Sister Dee Dee. I spoke with her in Montana. Just a quick reminder to those who are listening and don't know who she is. She is a sister that was on President Trump's Republican National Convention night with Abby Johnson, that was another speaker, and she held up the rosary, and she said, "This is the weapon of our times." And I'm telling you, she's one of the coolest people I've ever met. And she's funny, really funny. So she introduces me to a woman named Joanne Von Zweel, and I hope that I pronounced that right. She is the person who heads up Rosa Mystica of America. And I don't know if you know about this, but I'm going to share it with you because I'm going to experience it Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm staying with another woman and my dear friend Anna Nuzzo, who was planning on being out there. So this is the Holy Spirit in action. So Joanne invites me to come visit because we are talking about retreat houses. And how do you run a retreat? And so we were on the phone for a good couple of hours. And I'm telling you, she's like a dear friend that I haven't met. And then she mentions that Anna's going to be there. And I said, I'm dear friends with Anna. And she's like, come out this week. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I can. I have like vanities that I've just ordered. I've got to be down in Tennessee when they get delivered. And she's like, well, you know what? You'll probably not book your flight and not come out here, and then the vanities won't even be delivered this week anyway. She's like, I have a feeling that God wants you to be here. And so I'm like, okay, all right, you know. So long story short, I reached out to Anna, and I'm going on Thursday, and we're going to spend the night at a woman, Eileen's house, who I don't even know. I believe she works with Legatus, which I've spoken at a lot, so that's kind of cool. And The rest is going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we will be staying with Joanne in her house. She says it's on me, but she's getting money from me. I'm not going to totally take advantage of this because I myself am going to have a retreat house, and I know that there are costs associated with it. So I'm just so grateful. I feel so blessed that the spirit is in action. And this is how it goes, everyone. When I first started my ministry, I didn't know anyone. I didn't even know my pastor, people. This is how sad it is. So I go from my executive career as a CIO, a chief information officer, and I know everybody. I've got a huge network for 20-something years, and then I start my ministry, and I don't know a soul. And this is where the Holy Spirit comes into action, and there are no coincidences. Alan Napleton saw me on LinkedIn, which is a kind of business networking platform. And he said, hey, you want to come to the Catholic Marketing Network? And, you know, I'll introduce you to a lot of people and I'll give you the kind of lowdown, a ramp up on how this Catholic world works. Paid for my hotel, paid for my flight. I mean, I couldn't even believe it. And then the people that I met there were so wonderful and became friends and helped guided me and lead and led me, you know, down this path. And then fast forward a couple years, then people are coming to me for help. And I'm like, yep, you betcha I'm going to help you. You know, what comes around goes around. And it's so refreshing. So to talk with someone as I walk into a completely new part of my ministry, this retreat home, and how do you run the retreat, and how do you, you know, market it, how do you operate it, all that kind of stuff. And there goes God again. But I'm not just excited to meet Joanne and all of the people that are part of Rosa Mystica and be there with my dear friend Anna. I am so looking forward to the actual retreat. I was telling Anna that I have not seen anyone other than the contractors down in Tennessee and my face in the mirror for the last couple of months. And I know that I am stressing out because I can feel it in my neck. I am turning toward God to offer it up and to give it to Him because I have been dealing with things that are not my charisms, right? The little details and the system issues and the problems with my podcast and all these kinds of things have happened over the last couple of weeks, in addition to the things that are going on down at my house in Tennessee. So I cannot wait to be in this Pentecost retreat. Can it be any more cool to be on a retreat during Pentecost when the Holy Spirit comes down? I mean, I am so excited to see what God is going to do. And this is with Father Ignatius Mary. And I'm going to read something real quick. Father Ignatius Mary is the founder of Mater Domini Community, which currently has about 70 seminarians. Their community spreads the word throughout the world through the praying hands assisted by the heavenly angels. And I believe that he is Joanne's spiritual director, so I hope I can get some time with him. But in the end, I just want to disconnect, to be silent, to pray, to be with friends later, you know, and new people that I'm going to meet. But truly, it's the retreat that I'm getting all geeked up about. And I don't know if you've ever been to a Rosa Mystica retreat, but you can go to rosamysticaofamerica.org and check it out. I mean, the grounds are just fabulous. And it's in Edmiston, New York, Edmeston, New York. Now, heads up, it's a little travel from airports surrounding it, probably an hour to an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on the airport that you fly into. But hey, well worth it to be out in the middle of nowhere in nature and this beautiful place. So I am not sure I will be doing podcasts during that retreat. I may say, you know what? No podcasts Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I will give you the lowdown on Monday. But if I have an inspiration and I want to share something, I will do it. I just don't even know if there will be any signal out there for me to record, you know? So all that being said, it is also a moment for me to disconnect. So I'm probably not going to do podcasts Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But come back on Monday to hear all of the amazing things that I know God has planned for me and for all of the people that I'm going to meet and for Anna. I cannot wait. So, let's pray. Because this is what we should be praying for as we approach Pentecost on Sunday. When the Holy Spirit comes down after Jesus ascends, we should be praying for the Holy Spirit to light us on fire. Maybe to show us some truth that we are seeking. Maybe to show us our charisms that we have so that we can lean into them and work with God instead of against God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, into our bodies. Help us to know your love. Help us to pray and receive your beautiful gifts and your beautiful grace, so that today we can be light to the people that we meet, that we can see you in action all over, that we can accept and love ourselves and love our neighbors. Holy Spirit, we ask in particular for this grace individually right now. Mary, please ask your beloved spouse to sanctify us, to purify us, and to give us zeal for our faith so that we can be dynamic to the people around us, speak truth with love, and have the courage to live our faith in this culture that just wants to squash Jesus. And now we will take a moment to pray for all of the people who have left this earth before us in purgatory by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In your holy, gracious, merciful name, Jesus, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sorry if you heard the TV out there in the lobby while we were in our silent moments, but that is what I ask all of you to do. I will come in a podcast tomorrow, but we should be praying to the Holy Spirit for healing, for sanctification. Go crazy. The Holy Spirit is just waiting to fill you. And don't forget to listen to the Charisms podcast from yesterday. All right, everyone, I love you all so much. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.